Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and salutations. Welcome to the TerraJab Radio Network.
In your face.
Boyer Online. 24-7.
24-7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
D-O-C-R. The voice of the Canadian Rockets. Tonight's host, the purveyor of political pontifications, Guru Nostra.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, madam and messieurs, mes enfants. Welcome to another edition of VOCR Radio. My name is Guru, a.k.a. Colin Knight. We have a great show lined up, lots to get to tonight, so let's set up the board, open up the phone lines. We remind you, phone lines will be open for the duration of the show.
On air live, 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. And riding cohort shotgun tonight, Hugh Mash. Ladies and gentlemen, the purveyor of political pontification, Colin Knight.
What an ominous opening. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to a live edition. A flash edition, as we call them, of the VOCR radio. We are home of the Spy Gazette. I'm sure you get that on your blog. That's Spy Gazette, one word, .blogspot.ca. Now, Spy, of course, is S-P-triple-I. Let's not forget that. Also home to Boots on the Ground and Underground Stories, as well as William Tell's, and, of course, Opinions Galore. Now, riding shotgun with me tonight is supposed to be Hugh Mack, but I don't see a connection on Hugh yet, so he's probably fighting Skype to get online. There has been some strange anomalies happening between Hugh and myself in the last little while that beg to answer the question of how much in control are we of the message that we try and get out on a weekly, monthly, semi-monthly basis. So, you know, we'll probably talk about that in a little while when Hugh gets online. But this is VOCR. It is April the 12th, Saturday evening. Just turning 9:03 p.m. In the Rocky Mountains of the city of Calgary. You know, Hugh mentioned to me today when I was briefly speaking to him that it's been 90 days since we've been on the air. Number of reasons for that, mostly business, that has taken us off the air. Plus, we wanted to kind of look around and see what was out there. What style, what is punching, what is doing good, what kind of information are people really looking for? And you can punch out the typical Entertainment Tonight style of news. You can punch out the pros and cons of every political party in this world. But When all said and done, it's the power to the people that you have to think about. It truly is. And Blog Talk Radio and a number of other great services provide the opportunity to have those chat sessions with people across the country or even across the world. And when you can get that kind of communication in sync, and you can have those communications, then people learn. And when you learn, you can only do better. And maybe there are some answers for the future of mankind and the way we treat each other, not only as human beings, but as intricate mechanisms on this mother called Earth. The last 90 days, there's been so much that has gone on. When Hugh and I talked earlier, you know, we kind of rushed through a few things to see, you know, where his head was and where my head was kind of thing. And, you know, and then see if there was anything worth discussing there. And the one bright spot in it all is that the information remained the same. And what I mean to say by that is that there appears to be a manipulation of nations. we seem to be manipulated either by the mainstream media or just the humdrum of typical political life. But we seem to be driven. We seem to be guided. And we seem to be walking into the abyss willingly. The amount of supposed illegalities that have gone on at Congress in the United States with what we know is probably the tip of the iceberg, and yet nobody seems to be doing anything about it. Now there are some of those people that say that, well, Obama is protected by the Illuminati, or that, you know, Harper knew Obama when Obama was in Chicago, or you know the stories. All of that could come out if it's true, I guess. But my point being is we're manipulated into, even manipulated into the conspiracy game. Over the last 90 days, I've had the pleasure of listening to a number of people around the Internet. And in doing so, I've come to the consensus that there's a game afoot. Agent provocateurs, if you will. Not only political, but social. Not only social, but religious. They're everywhere. They infect conversation. And what I mean by that is these agent provocateurs are on a quest. They are given a business, a piece of business to do, whether it's to cause confusion and chaos or whether it's to introduce off-the-record information or whether it's used just to create pain and havoc. But there seems to be a concise flow of this type of information in our everyday life. The last time we were on the air, Redford was still Alberta Premier. Harper was still mired in Senate issues. Obama was still drawing imaginary lines in the sand, and Russia was huffing and puffing its tired, beaten war chest, while Syria was basically doing anything it wanted to do. And Canada was in the deep freeze. Well, it's April the 12th. A lot has changed. Except politics. Now, it is true that mainstream media have gone from one major article of viciousness with the Ford incidents. And I mean, we had our share too. We took some pretty good shots at him. But once that blew away, what is the next crisis or the next fundamental item that we can ridicule or argue against? You know, and the fallback position is always the pipeline, the good old pipeline.
347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. Voice your opinion. Participate in your future. Become engaged in socio-political events. Say your piece. We are VOCR, the voice of the Canadian Rockers, on blogtalkradio.com.
Now, you know, we get our fair share of, I wouldn't call it hate mail, but it's definitely rebuttal mail. That's about the best way to call it. Some of it's quite vicious, but other than that, what they're trying to get across and what they're trying to say is a value. And as we do with every piece of email we get in, we do invite you to call the open line when we're on the air open and, you know, have a chat. And as soon as we swing over to the hourly show and the regular weekend show, you know, then we can definitely get into some very heated conversations, I'm sure. You see, there's so much happening in the world. There's so much happening in each country. And until you dial them in together, until you put them together like a net, there's no way you can protect yourself in the event that that net decides to break. You know, the safety nets of this world are not unbreakable. We put them in place because of our social standings, but You know, there's nothing to say that welfare won't be bankrupt in 2-3 years. The amount of money that the United States have borrowed from themselves in many of the areas, welfare being one of them, for the better cause, that amount of money is now missing with a guarantee from itself to pay itself. It's a very complicated method of doing finance. But you look around the world and you see things not the way they should be. Things are collapsing. We're having major earth disasters in one form or another. The weather patterns are most certainly changing. Are we responsible with CO2? That is another question that could be asked. And is the pipeline the best way to be able to send oil to our friends? I mean, let's face it, we do want to send the oil.
Listen to the story about a man named Jed. The poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up through the ground come a bubbling food. Oil, that is. Black gold.
Oil, that is. Black gold tea. And I'm sure this is only a one way. You probably can't hear the radio cut-ins from our other network. So those on Blog Talk Radio, you may be getting blank portions where there is actually audio, and I do apologize for that. You're not missing much. They're just promo tags and taglines, nothing too serious. So it appears that there's been a really, really big turnout down in the States regarding the ability of a citizen to stand up against the establishment, if you will. And as of tonight, it does appear that that there has been a stand-down order given, and that the rancher, and I'm not going to get into the full story because I'm sure everybody's seen it splashed all over the place, but the rancher gets his cattle back. Yeah. So, you know, curiously enough, the place was called Bunkerville. U.S. agents about a cattle roundup releases the herd after the standoff. But what they don't say is that thousands of people rallied to this gentleman. Thousands of people rallied to say, no, you're not going to do that. That is not in the good desire of the country. That's not what we put you in place for. You're not doing it. Now, I'm sure there's going to be injunctions and all of those kind of things to try and put an end to, you know, this standoff with citizens. I'm sure it's going over like a lead balloon in Washington. But, you know, that's about all some people have left. There's a very strange vibration happening in this world. Have you noticed? You know, that there's more kids going into school with weapons. There's people stabbing each other. There's people being kicked to death in the streets for no reason. And then we have the bigger enemies overseas that are just killing anything that moves because they can. It's way, way beyond religion. It's way, way beyond anything of that nature. Now, according to this, it just kicked me offline, but I seem to be online fine. So we'll just keep going. It's really weird how this stuff does it after a while. You know, Blog Talk are either not happy with Skype or Skype with Blog Talk, or the Internet's still ruptured from the worm that got in. Who knows? Who knows? There's nothing secure in this world. But speaking of the security, recently there was another review of the Homeland Protection Systems for things like our grid and protection against any EMPs that could be used, because North Korea now say that they have the ability to hit the United States with an EMP and knock out their technical abilities. So, you know, huff and puff. So now we're going through a review to make sure that this EMP threat is not a possibility. And if so, how do we deal with it? There's been a number of senators and congressmen that have been arguing regarding securing the critical lifelines, water, gas, electricity, you know, hydro of all kinds. You know, these things are important and should be secured. And they've talked about it for a long time and beat it about the bush to death. But the fact is they have to be secured. To preserve life, they have to be secured. And there's another argument ensuing regarding that and who gets that power to make those decisions. So from, you know, out the rancher, winning against the man, and our need for law pushing back to give everybody equal right, we end up in this monopoly. We actually end up needing lawyers. God forbid, but we do. So, you know, by needing lawyers, I guess they've ridden themselves into their own future, haven't they? There's so much going on in this world that it makes you wonder if we are being controlled, if we do actually have free will. You know, I mean, they're already announcing that Biden is heading for the Ukraine later this month to meet with the government and its citizens, right? You know? I mean, John Kerry is an absolute failure. I'm sorry, but the man has resolved nothing. And in doing that, he's given probably a black eye to American diplomacy. He probably doesn't get it. His Vietnam congressional hearings don't wash in the type of political wrangling you're doing around the world. And you can only stand on the name of America when you're prepared to stand behind it. You can't use the thought of America until you stand behind it. So it kind of makes it very, very curious to me when I see the likes of John Kerry prancing around the world, and he is resolving absolutely nothing, spending a lot of money, a lot of cash, leaving a huge carbon footprint, but resolving absolutely nothing. It used to be that a Secretary of State had the powers to resolve things very quickly, and that is usually from experience and understanding of the people you're talking to. Unfortunately, John Kerry seems to have a one-brush-fits-all. We are the United States and you're not. And unfortunately, the John Kerry method of doing business flies against everything that the United States stands for. That makes it difficult for him, especially if he thinks he's going to take over the Obama reins. It's going to make it very difficult for him. So I guess we're going to see how somebody online, I hope it's you. Hey, Hugh, is that you?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Just wow. Hang on a sec. I'm getting a double feedback here. Hang on a second. There, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still there. Well, anyway, I've been blah, 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 but basically what I'm getting to is, Hugh, is, you know, do we have control? Do we have control, or do we just think we have control? And I know you're walking into the middle of the combo, but, you know, with 9 minutes and 45 seconds left of the show, it's going to be difficult to recap. So,
yeah, okay. Well, that's do we have control or don't we? That's I guess a matter of perspective. But I would say right now, no, because most people don't want control. We just leave everything up to them, and we've given control away.
Right. And certainly there isn't a single thing in history that I know of where a government has done something right and made money. You know, like, it's just unbelievable to me how government after government, not just the United States, not just Canada and England, but around the world, governments fail in business.
Yeah, I don't think governments are really. I don't even think governments are set up to succeed in business. I think the whole point of government is to restrict control and whether it's business or private interest. I think the government's job is not to nurture and grow. I think it's to succeed restrict and limit. Which is why governments can't succeed in business, and the more a government gets its thumbprint on something, the less likely it is to succeed.
But yet, each government in the Western world, they automatically create these corporations, if you will, to do things for the government, and fall into the normal tax code. Right, so you know, I see this as just another way of manipulating numbers. Because if you hire yourself, does that make it that there's two of you? You know, like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Essentially, it does, doesn't it? Though, because business, a corporation is a separate entity under the law, so
yep.
That's essentially what they're doing. Yes.
Yep. So, you know, I mean, it's just ridiculous to me that I see that, you know, where they talk about welfare being solid till 2020, whatever it is, blah, 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 right? That's based on IOUs written by themselves to themselves for the money that they use on something else. I mean,
well, certainly.
The paperwork trail throughout Western world governments of where they take the money from and you know, where they eat this out and that out. I mean, it's legendary. It's you know, but at the same time, we'll never know where or what it was.
No, well, that's right. You know, here in Canada, everything, whether it's your employment insurance or your old age pension, or doesn't matter what it is, it all comes out of general funds. There is no insurance set aside for your unemployment. It's
exactly.
Just comes out of general funds, and they call it insurance. They treat it like insurance to a certain extent, but it's not insurance. It's just money that was put into the pot at some time a long time ago, and now it comes out, and that's all there is to it.
Exactly. It's a very strange system, but I just don't understand. When you run a company, you are supposed to categorize all of your deductions and all of your expenses, and you have to categorize them fairly responsibly, right? And yet, when you pull everything out, you pull out of general funds, and it's just a mismatch, right? I mean, the government has thousands of bank accounts, all feeding from general fund. You know, they just make funding allocation, right? There's no real money in the account. They just make funding allocations. So, so if the dollar's worth a dollar today and it's worth 84 cents in 10 years, who wins?
Well, you know, and then there's the point that a dollar isn't ever really a dollar, because as soon as the government creates that dollar or gets that dollar in its account, they borrowed it from a bank, those numbers from a bank, and it's automatically interest charged. So by the time it becomes a dollar, it's actually $1.15 or whatever in debt.
Yeah, dollar immediate, 15 cents long term.
Yeah, I mean, they go to the bank, they say we want to borrow $1 billion or whatever they're going to borrow. Well, the bank puts changes, you know, transfers a certain number to the government bank account. Now you might have $1 billion there plus the 15% debt that's attached to it. So
yeah, that's what they said about the Alberta method of dealing with our latest constructions. Is it's cheaper to borrow the money and pay the interest than it is to, I forget exactly how the else, or easier to do that than it is to raise taxes, right?
Well, yeah, that's because nobody's paying attention when the government says we're going to go out and borrow the money, but as soon as you say raise taxes, everybody's antenna's up.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, yeah, sure, it's easier because they can do it without having to run it by everybody. But, you know, like I say, to borrow the money or to raise taxes, well, you know.
That's why I read the newspaper during spring and summer. I read them from front to back because somewhere, maybe page 21, bottom right, there might be a little blurb about the Ministry of Difficult People or something has been created, blah, 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 blah. You know, like they get the information out, but they choose their times to do it. They know summer is the worst time for news in the world. You can get away with all kinds of things, releasing information on Friday evening, you know, releasing information Sunday afternoon, nobody's going to see it, you know. They play all of those games, especially coming up to the election. So, you know, I mean,
certainly,
it's going to be some very interesting times. Look, we got 2.5 minutes left. I'm sorry you couldn't make the whole show, buddy, but I know we had technical difficulties, and I mentioned that. So, We will bring this around, and let's meet up next week and do another one of these, a full 30, maybe even an hour. We'll bring it back up in air for a while and see where the wind blows. You know, I'm not convinced Blog Talk Radio is the complete platform to use. I think there are other things we need to do too, but Blog Talk Radio certainly has been very magnanimous by allowing us 30 minutes a day if we so choose. So,
right, yeah.
So, it's been an absolute pleasure again, sir. Let's do this next week and see what shakes.
Let's definitely not wait so long.
No, I agree. I absolutely agree, 100%. You know, circumstances in business, sometimes they cross over each other, and you got to keep those damn wolves from the door, you know?
Absolutely,
you know? So sometimes it's all hammer to the pedal, if you will. So, Hugh, we'll talk to you again, and we'll set up for next week, and we'll see what we can do with either a 30 minutes or an hour show.
Okay.
Okay, talk to you soon. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is VOCR Radio Unplugged. Not many bells and whistles for you tonight. Not many sound bites and sound cracks. Done purposely this way because we're more worried about getting the information out to you. We're the purveyors of the information. We bring the information to you. You get to mull it over and chew it out and spit it out if necessary. You know, and if we hit a nerve, next time around, call in. We're glad to take your call and see what you're all about and listen to your ideas and speculations. But VOCR will be back on the air throughout the spring and summer. We will be broadcasting on a regular time frame. You'll be able to pick that up at thespygazette.blogspot.com. Go over to our Spy Gazette blog and pick up all the information you need. This is Carl Knight, Guru Nostra. It's been a pleasure. Shalom.